Make sure you're not getting into the couch stuff.
But it's...
It's the 59th episode. Is that going to throw your thing off?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Of the Elite Cosmic Podcast. I'm Holly.
And I'm Kevin.
No Rebecca this week. She is ill.
Much like we were the past 3 weeks.
Yep. So, yeah. See, I'm going to start coughing. So that's kind of a bummer because today is the episode where we pie Kevin in the face.
What can I say?
If you are listening to this podcast and you want to see Kevin get pied, I would highly advise you watch the YouTube version of this podcast just so you can see it.
Yes.
because the audio won't do it justice.
Is it really that going to be that satisfying for you?
I don't know. So for those who don't know, Kevin made a bet with me in August, I think,
Jessica
Negri wouldn't what was it? She was always gonna cosplay for a year.
She would make it too sexualized regardless of what it was.
Sexualized.
Yeah. Her boobs.
And
her fake boobs.
We saw recently that she did one at KatsuCon that was not sexual at all. So I won the bets because I said she would do one that was more conservative. Kevin said the opposite, and I have won. Hew.
Is it that satisfying, though? I mean...
Only because you were so passionate about it.
It's because... I could care less on the results.
Oh, okay. So if I was getting pied in the face...
I was so wrong. Like, I'd be disappointed.
All right, you won.
I'm not disappointed that I got it wrong. I'm not disappointed I got it wrong. Let's put it that way.
All right. It's also a daylight savings time.
Yes.
Throwing us off our game.
Yes. It's way too late.
Yeah.
Stupid spring forward.
We didn't even do much, and we still have so much to do. And,
right.
It's late already.
It's late.
So.
Yes.
God. But, so KuroCon is the week after next.
Yes. Emerald City is 2 weeks after that.
Yeah. We went scouting today.
We did.
It's a new thing I'm doing.
What?
But mainly because I live here, so I can casually go scouting places. Basically, when we go scouting, I take photographs of all the locations I like. And it's making me feel less stressed about the photo shoots.
Mm.
I don't know, because it's not like I'm, desperately looking around. I'll be more confident.
Okay.
When I get there. So that's why I've been doing this.
Okay.
But today I had that horrible realization that KuroCon is the week after next, and I was like, shit.
Yeah, I gotta get that ready.
It's like, I don't have time for this.
Yes.
Oh, God. Anyways, we did get a couple emails for Rebecca.
They were both for Rebecca?
It's like one and a half is for Rebecca.
Oh, okay.
But I just want to let people know that we did get those. We're not ignoring you, Lancetti. We got your email. It's just that Rebecca hasn't been on our podcast in 3 weeks. So we will get to... I'm assuming she's going to be here next week. There's no reason why I wouldn't think she wouldn't
unless
be.
Unless she's still sick.
Unless she's still deathly ill. But Yeah, so those will get answered next week. We do have one that's like half towards us. So I was going to read it.
Okay.
I have ketchup under my nail.
Gross.
it's from Nyx. Hi, Nyx. Remember you from the live stream? Hello.
Oh.
It says, hey guys, I've been a fan of you since Posing 101, and I've been listening to the podcast since the beginning. Recently, I've been rewatching the podcast as I've been in what I like to call as sequin hell, which thus far has been over 100 hours of hand sewing sequins. Oh my God. You cray.
Yes.
Oh, the things we do for cosplay. Anyway, I basically just want to say thank you for the podcast and all the other content you create. Your photography is absolutely gorgeous. Oh, thank you.
haven't read this.
So no, I haven't. I
surprised by the sentence.
Yes. I saw the email and I clicked it and I said, okay, I'll read it on the podcast. And then I just, which would be really funny if this turned into like, you fucking bitch. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like it started off nice and I said, okay. And then it got weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been invaluably helpful and kept my spirits up during what I can at times feel like endless sewing. Oh, I know. I hope you guys can find some cosplay guests for the podcast or even have Riri back again because the episode she's in is one of my favorites.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, that's something we've been trying to do. I've learned that I just need to...
just ask people.
Just straight up ask people. We've put things out like, hey, if you're in the Seattle area and you want to be on the podcast, yeah, come on. But like everybody's like, oh, okay. But Lillian Riri was like, you know, I never would have like volunteered to go on the podcast until you guys asked me to. And yeah, then when you asked me to, I was like, oh yeah, of course. So I need to be a little more ballsy.
Yes.
I would certainly volunteer, but I live all the way over in Australia, so it's not really viable. Another annoying thing about living here is that I'm never around when you stream. Time zones are so annoying.
yes. And it's going to get worse now.
Because Australia does the opposite of us.
Right, they go the opposite way, and we go one way. So our time zone difference will get even worse now. Well, they have till the 1st of April, or the first Sunday of April.
This is so boring. What time is it in Australia right now?
Right now?
Yeah. How many hours ahead is it?
It is... So, let's see here. At 3 p.m. our time, it's 8 a.m. their time. So it's... Or 9 a.m. Sorry. So right now it should be like
it's 9 a.m. in Perth, Australia right now. I assume Australia has multiple time zones.
Yes.
It's 9.
Perth is on the far side, right?
Yeah.
So I think
they have... Melbourne?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, right, would be very early morning for you if you watched our podcast.
And it's also, it's noon.
Whoa!
Yeah.
They have a lot of time zones there. Yes, it's noon. So if you live on the Melbourne side, you could probably watch me a little bit.
Yeah.
And then they're going an hour forward?
So, yeah, they're going to go an hour forward. Oh. So, yeah.
Wow.
But that's the first Sunday of April. So we have a couple weeks of overlap right now.
Yeah. I noticed on Twitter you said you started watching One Punch Man. What are your thoughts so far? In my opinion, it was by far the best anime of 2015.
Of 2015?
Yeah.
I finished it.
I'm going to say we finished it. I fell asleep and then Kevin watched the last two episodes.
Two? I'm pretty sure I watched like six
after you fell asleep. There's not that many.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. No, it's short. So I haven't finished it. And I got mad because Kevin just finished without me. But
she's asleep.
We really liked it.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
It's really well done.
We're definitely behind the times on it because it's been out forever.
Yes.
So we had to like...
But my face matches what's his butt's face all the time.
You think so?
I'm just so expressionless sometimes. I'm just like, eh. And then I get excited. Oh, no, we missed the sale. Stuff like that.
Yeah. No,
I connected on a deep level with... what's his name?
What is his name? I can't remember his name.
Sumitama...
Nope.
Yeah.
You're not going to get it.
No, I
won't. I liked it a lot. And it was like one of those things where it was like, you know, everybody tells you it's good. And you're just going, oh, God, I'm scared. Because if it's not what everybody...
Right.
Because when everybody you know hypes pretty it. Much is like, One Punch Man. Even people that don't really even watch that much anime are like, One Punch Man. And I'm just like, oh, God. Because there's hype around other ones, and I'm like, not into it.
Mm.
Attack on Titan, for example.
I was okay with it. It did take too long.
To break a rock.
Yes. No, move a rock.
Oh, move it. Sorry. Didn't they break it, though? I thought they broke it.
I don't remember. It's been a while since we watched it. But yeah, no, that one, I felt like they were just stalling for the manga to catch up. Because they went too far too fast.
That's the problem with...
One Punch Man is a manga as well.
Yeah. But they didn't do too many... You know what I mean? Like, the episode, how many episodes were there? Like, 10 or 12 or something?
Yeah.
Like, Attack on Titan had, like, 20-something. Yeah. So, it was just way more. But TV now is flipping around to doing less episodes per season.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, too. Me too. If it's better?
Yeah.
Then, absolutely.
Yes.
Anyways, we liked it a lot.
Yes, A+.
I thought I should send some questions for Rebecca because I'm her soulmate after all. I hope these haven't been asked before, but a lot have been asked already, so I'm not entirely certain.
That's fine.
And they can definitely be answered by Holly and Kevin too. So I'm going to answer the ones I can, and then I'll ask.
What if you're wrong? So we should re-ask these and we'll compare answers.
No. I'm doing it for me. Oh. They're just like opinion questions.
Oh.
And if and I'll next when Rebecca's here next time, I will ask her these too.
Okay.
So yes, she will receive these questions as well. But excuse me. God, what was your first cosplay? Rengiku from Bleach, because I had the boobies and Rebecca had the costume.
She just threw it on you.
Yep. She begged me to go to a con. I kept saying no. She finally convinced me. I don't know if she would have gone if I didn't go.
Because
nobody else was there with her. And she was like, don't worry, I got you. I got this Bleach outfit. Handed me the Bleach outfit. Handed me a rat's nest of a wig. It was just like a puff.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I'm not wearing that. So I bought a wig at the con and was Rengiku.
Hmm. All right.
What are the most memorable comments you've received on your cosplay? I think the most memorable ones are the ones where, like, they're kind of negative.
Like what?
Not like, at me, like, you suck or anything, but, like, ones where they get it wrong. Like, they think you're cosplaying as something else, and then you're like, oh, no, it's this. I've gotten that on multiple different characters.
Like what?
Well, I got the Yoko one that wasn't Yoko, and then there was one I did from D. Grayman and Etsu Kirkon. They were like, blank, blank? I don't know who they said. And I was like, nope. Like, it just, I don't know, it happens to me a lot. And so I always remember those ones. But there was one where, like, this young girl came up to me, and, you know, my boobies were out because it was Rengiku, and she was like, can I take a picture of you? And so I was like, oh, yeah. And so she took a picture of me, and she's like, my dad's gonna love this. And it was just like, and I was just, I don't know if she knew who I was, or I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, the situation was so weird. I was just like, why my is your dad gonna love
right,
this?
Right.
But she was like 13, so I was like, "Why are you?" I was like, "I don't know." It was pretty. I guess that one's been most memorable. Rebecca probably has funnier ones. When it comes to costumes, do you tend to choose comfort over accuracy, or vice versa? No. I just do it how it looks, and then I put it on, and then I realize it's not comfortable.
Or has pockets or anything useful.
Yeah, it doesn't have pockets. I can't move a certain way, you know. God damn. And as a photographer, on the other side of that, it's also kind of frustrating if the cosplayer doesn't make it to where they can move or be comfortable, because then it limits them and what they can do. I'm like, oh, can you, like, kind of bend this way? And they're like, no, I can't move at all. And I'm like, what?
What's the point?
So, yeah, it's something I need to be more conscious of. But I don't think I would really alter it too much to make it comfortable.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep.
Hmm.
When it comes...
Con stories.
What's your most memorable cosplay experience? Oh, I don't know.
Probably Anime Expo, if anything.
Yeah, probably going to Anime Expo for the first time, and then a guy with, you know, and this was before we did cosplay photography, a guy with a really nice camera and a lighting setup was like, can I do like a little photo shoot with you? And I was like, yes. Like, it was so exciting to me.
Young, you know, Holly.
Yeah, it was like the first like nice photo I had ever had taken at a con before. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he posted them and I was like, oh my God, oh my God. Like, it was like the best thing in the world, you know. And like, you know, they're not, now that I look back at them, they're not like, it's not like it's a bad photo. It's a nice photo. But I'm like, eh, I could do better.
Yeah.
But no, that was like the most memorable. Like Rebecca, it happened to Rebecca and I. And we, like, after the little shoot, we were like, oh my God. You know, it was like this huge deal. Yeah. This was also back when cosplay photography, it was like right before it got big.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't really too much of a thing to be like pulled aside and have a nice, like, the whole situation.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, now it's like, oh, it's everywhere.
Everyone.
Do you have any funny, embarrassing con stories? You could probably answer this one too.
Yeah.
I don't know though. I don't. Not really embarrassing. I don't think I've ever been embarrassed. I'm not sure.
I'm sure we have stories, funny stories. I mean, we've kicked out of a fair share of places.
Yeah, we've been kicked out of a lot of places for our gear, which has now flipped and made us extra paranoid. Me talking too much makes me cough, is what I'm learning.
Huh. Ugh. I don't know if I have any funny stories. Probably like funny outside of the con. Probably.
But like during the con,
yeah,
like time.
I don't know, some kind of restaurant story. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Damn it.
I feel like we've seen someone or like someone
we've
famous.
We've seen funny stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And
we
I've
have.
Seen embarrassing stuff.
But to us.
Oh, how about we'll do most memorable con? So, Anime Expo, not the one we just had, but the one before
where I broke
that.
My phone?
Where the. Well, that, okay, that one's kind of funny. You can tell that one.
Yeah, it's okay. All right. So, yeah. So, like, we were scouting places.
No, we weren't. We were just chilling.
No, we were looking
we were practicing
stuff.
Laying, yeah.
Right. I was like, well, we could just lay down on this concrete structure.
Yeah.
And I laid down, and then my phone, like, did they slide out of my pocket, and then just goes.
It wasn't
on the ground.
There was no, it wasn't even the ground. It was like on the cement thing you were sitting on. And it was like a little fall. It wasn't even like a fall. It was like, dunk, like
it just
like
slid out
of his
pocket.
Just booped out of his pocket. And his phone like just cracked everywhere. It was like there had been so much stress on your phone or something. And that one little like, tink, like just made it explode.
Yeah, it did. That was not fun.
And so Kevin got really pissed. I fed him some vodka and he felt better. So.
Let's see.
That's a true story.
That is a true story.
No, I was going to say. It might have been that year that happened.
It is.
No. The year I'm talking about, where the girl just like passed out at the bottom of the stairwell. And she was like,
right.
And she was out forever.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's right. They had to rush the wheelchair people to them and shoo people away.
They had like an ambulance people, or they had medic people.
Yeah, they had medic people.
And yeah, like people kept like going like, what's going on? And like crowding around her. They're like, get the fuck away.
Pretty sure that's the same year. I'm pretty confident it's the same year.
I think it was the day before your phone cracked.
Yeah.
But we've seen a lot of people fainting.
Yeah.
Or I have. I just like, I feel like every like once a year, it's like, oh, yep, someone fainted. People, you gotta drink your water.
And don't lock your knees when you stand.
You can't lock your knees. You gotta eat some food. And wear sunscreen.
Yes.
Say no to skin cancer. I'm sorry. Yes.
Anyways. So.
Yep.
That's mid-roll. So.
Yep. Guys. It costs us a lot of money to do all these things.
It does.
And we, surprisingly, I know it's probably going to come as a shock to you, we don't make a profit on any of it. Everything we do...
Is at a loss.
Is at a loss.
Yes.
So the best way to support us is to go to elitecosplay.com/Amazon whenever you want to do your Amazon shopping. You can set it as a bookmark.
Yes.
And then you can just go there instead of Amazon.com. You just click on that bookmark and it'll take you to regular old Amazon.
Yep.
You just do your regular old shopping, whatever you're buying. And then we get a very small percentage kickback. Very small. But it does help.
Yes.
You can also support us by going to JulieCosplay.com/shop.
Yes.
And checking out our t-shirts that we have right now. I'm wearing one, but you can't see it because I'm wearing a jacket and a... and
A scarf.
And a scarf. But I'll Superman it. Cosplay. Yeah. And
why are you taking my job right now?
I'm sorry.
This is my job.
I thought I'd That's fine. I'm doing it pretty smooth.
You are.
Yeah.
Or you can book a shoot with us. That would always help too.
Right now we're
fully booked for SakuraCon.
Yeah.
But we have openings for
Emerald City Comic Con.
Yes.
And we also in about a month we'll be opening up shoots for in like 2 weeks we'll be opening up shoots for Akon in Dallas.
Oh yeah.
We also don't make a profit on those, but we break even. So
well, that's the goal, is to break
even. Yeah. So it's a mini way to support us. And if you want to support us, and you're gonna be shopping at Amazon, definitely elitecosplay.com/Amazon.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Or you can watch Holly live while streaming, and donate directly there too.
Yes.
All right. So Woo! Are we gonna do this Woo! Pie toss now?
Woo! I thought we were gonna do it at the end of the stream.
I don't have much more to go. I don't have much more to talk about.
I have something to talk about.
Okay.
Real quick. And I also would like some advice from the people listening. So I have to make this wig that is partly multicolored.
Uh-huh.
It's black, and then it needs some red in the front and some red on the upper bang part. So I bought a black wig, and I bought some red wefts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a problem with the wefts tangling like crazy.
Uh-huh.
We'll get to it.
Keep going.
You're distracting me.
I'm touching the Barbasol for those people that are listening. It's not that big of a deal. I'm just touching it. And Holly's having a freak out. All right, go on. Your wefts are getting tangled like crazy.
To the point where I sewed some wefts on. The wefts tangled. I couldn't untangle them. I tried about 5 different methods, and I couldn't. It was just like this ball of rat's nest, and I couldn't undo it. So I had to take the wefts out. I'm left with about a half of a chunk weft. I don't know how much they give you. I don't know what to call it. and I'm scared that it's going to happen again. I'm getting frustrated because I can't. It's hard to work with the West without tangling it. So I tried Googling it. If you're doing like tangled Wefts, it brings up the tangled cosplay, which is not what I'm looking for. And then not a lot of people are talking about their Wefts tangling, so I feel like I'm alone and I'm lost and I'm scared and I feel like I'm not Googling the right terms. So if anyone has advice on it, like the wefts, I think the problem will be the wefts that need to be the bangs, basically. They have to get moved around a lot when I'm sewing them in, I think they get tangled. So
what if you style it first before you sew it in,
because it has to be wrapped around itself? So I know like braiding wig hair helps it kind of just like stay in place and not tangle.
Uh-huh.
But it's hard to braid wefts when you're like trying to work with it.
What if you roll it around something before you sew it in? Like roll it around
like a tissue, like a toilet paper roll, or something,
and then sew it in.
Yeah, it just lays there and it gets tangled. Mm. And these are Epic Cosplay wefts. If you guys have experience with them and you're like, oh, they're kind of bad wefts, or these other wefts are better, please let me know. I'm really trying to figure it out here. And if you watch our stream, that was my stream this past Thursday, was me doing it and then getting mad. And then I spent like most of Friday trying to detangle it and it didn't work, so I ripped them out. And then I played Stardew Valley. Have you talked about Stardew?
We have not.
Did we talk about it last week?
I'll keep it short.
Guys, go check out Stardew Valley on Steam.
Yeah.
It's like $15. Yeah. Kevin is obsessed with it.
It is. It's good. It's good. Made by a guy in Seattle.
Oh, he's in Seattle?
Yeah, he's based in Seattle.
I didn't know that.
No.
I've been playing it on Twitch sometimes, and it's pretty fun.
It is. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Lots of variations. It's really simple,
but there's lots to do.
Yes.
So, I don't know. Yeah.
My character is in a slightly different place than Holly's, even though we're on the same day.
Yeah.
Roughly.
Like, you have way more money than me, but I have more going on right now.
Yeah, you have a silo. I don't have a silo.
And I have a chicken coop.
Oh.
Boom. 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 Anyways. All right.
All right, we're doing this pie thing?
Yeah, we're gonna do all right, this pie
go
thing.
Go ahead and load that buddy up. I'll get ready, ladies.
Kevin's gonna get naked. Oh, yeah.
No, don't. Hold it.
I have to hold it up. That's a bummer. Oh, this smells...
good or bad?
Like an old man.
Yes! It's because it's Barbasol.
I really wanted to do whipped cream, but Kevin wouldn't let me.
It's because we're doing it inside. I'd rather just have fun with it than be sticky.
We were going to do it outside, but there is a literal windstorm going on right now. Like, we... Kevin's picture is going to be on the Weather Channel because we took a picture of a tree that fell on a car.
Yes.
And the Weather Channel was like, can we use this on our broadcast? And we're like, okay. So that was a thing. Yeah. Thankfully, no one was in that car that we saw.
Right.
That car was just a parked...
Pretty much
abandoned. It was
abandoned.
An abandoned car.
It wasn't abandoned, but it's been sitting there for a while. It had lots of rust and whatnot, so...
Yeah.
It deserved it.
This noise is gross.
You should do it in front of the mic.
They can probably hear it. All right. Is that enough?
Show the camera.
Is this enough?
That's a lot, yeah.
It's so light. I need to get my phone ready. I'm gonna wipe my boob. Okay. All right.
Pie to the face.
Yeah. You can't do it yourself. I have to do it.
That's fine. You can do it.
But I gotta switch to video.
Slow-mo. And you gotta switch to sideways mode, too. Vertical video? What kind of amateur hour is this? All right,
guys.
Should I keep my glasses on? I'll keep my glasses on.
No, take your glasses off.
No, it'll help clean it.
No! Take it...
All right.
Okay.
This is not gonna be pleasant. Jessica, I did this for you!
Hang on, let me take a picture.
It's so warm. It's warm and tingly. Did you get a picture?
Yeah, I got a picture. It's so warm and tingly.
I think there's like mint in it or something.
Do you want me to get you a wet towel?
No, it's fine.
Do you want me to get you paper towels?
It's fine. It's so thick on my face, too.
This is why I wanted to do whipped cream. Whipped cream would have like melted off.
No, I don't think so. Well, I might as well go for a shave now.
Yeah, you might as well go shave your whole face.
I'm gonna buy you now. Are you ready? Yeah.
I was gonna say it was a really satisfying like feeling like pieing your face.
I imagine.
It was like cook. Oh man. Okay, you're just being redundant now. I think you got it more in your eyes. You need to use the towel.
All right.
Well, that's the podcast. If you guys wanted to know what it's like to smush shaving cream in your face, it's warm.
Uh-huh.
And
tingly.
Tingly.
A little bit.
So thank you for joining us.
Interesting.
Hopefully Rebecca will be back next week, and we can read all those emails that she received. Thank you for the email, Nyx.
Yeah.
We appreciate it a lot.
Yeah,
I'm glad you like stuff that we are doing.
If anybody else wants to contact us, they can email info@elitecosplay.com, and we will try and read it on this podcast.
Yeah, and you can direct it towards anybody.
Yes, even Kyle.
Yes, he is an option. Lancetti, we will read it when she comes back.
Yes.
And if you want to support us, elitecosplay.com/Amazon or elitecosplay.com/shop. Don't forget to check us out on Twitch, Elite Cosplay, and all the other fun stuff. We will see you guys next week. I hope you enjoyed Kevin getting pied in the face.
Yes.
I love you.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So, can you stop all the recording? I'll just go to the bathroom.
Where is it? Just push the stop button?
Yeah, just push the stop button.